This story is read by William Murray, Viscount Stormont. Lance Corporal Francis Forsyth Gardiner, service number 736729 of the 16th Battalion, Canadian Infantry, Manitoba Regiment. Francis Forsyth Gardiner was born in Octagarvin on 19th November 1888. He was the fourth of 12 children born to John and Euphemia Gardiner, who were married in Collis in 1881. His parents had both worked as farm servants at Melginchbothy, St. Martin's, before their marriage, and his father continued to be employed as a ploughman, agricultural labourer, and estate worker. In the 1891 census, when Francis was 12, they all lived in Newlands Cottage, Scone, but 10 years later they were to be found in Kettons on the Bandeiran estate. Initially, Francis worked as a forester on the Scone estate. However, in April 1911, he and an elder brother, David, emigrated to Canada. They left Glasgow on the Numidian, bound for Nova Scotia, and gave their intended final destination as Winnipeg. They both, however, settled in Lethbridge, in the province of Alberta. Over the next couple of years, three other brothers and a sister also emigrated to Canada. When war broke out, Francis was working as a forester in Coaldale, Lethbridge. On 22nd March 1916, he enlisted into 113th Battalion Canadian Expeditionary Force, Lethbridge Highlanders, and set sail for England in September of that year. By the time he arrived in the UK, he was a Lance Corporal. He was transferred to 16th Battalion Canadian Expeditionary Force and sent to France. The 16th Battalion was involved in action at the Somme, Pozieres, Thiepval, Ancre, Arras, Vimy, and Scarpe. In August 1917, Francis, as part of his unit, was involved in the assault on Hill 70. This was a battle between the Canadian forces and the German 6th Army, which took place to the north of Lens. It was believed that if this dominating hill could be taken, the Germans would have no choice but to counterattack. The plan was for the artillery and machine guns to smash the German concentrations, thereby weakening their hold on the entire section. On 15th August 1917, the Canadians attacked and captured many of their objectives, including the high ground. They held their positions against 21 German counterattacks over the next 4 days. Canadian probing attacks against Lens on 21st and 23rd August 1917 were unsuccessful, but the forces had inflicted severe casualties on the enemy and gained the high ground overlooking the city. Francis Forsyth Gardiner was injured by gunshot wound to his back during the assault on Hill 70. He died from his wounds on 16th August 1917 at No. 58 Casualty Clearing Station at Lierre, France. He was laid to rest in Lierre Communal Cemetery Extension, Plot 5, Row E, Grave 3. The Communal Cemetery contains 894 Commonwealth burials of World War I. Two of Francis' brothers, who had emigrated to Canada, enlisted in the Canadian Overseas Expeditionary Force and survived the war. However, a younger brother, Alexander, joined the Highland Light Infantry and was killed on 18th November 1916. Francis was 28 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals, and his name is commemorated on the Lethbridge War Memorial, Alberta, Canada. We will remember them.